All right, welcome back to Nerd News Now. I am your host, Elliot. We have Anthony over here, and then we have John working the soundboard.
Hey, everybody.
Today, the biggest story of the week when it comes to at least science is Cassini, the space probe that's been orbiting Saturn, taking pictures and whatnot. It ended its mission as of recent, and it is now, well, it already crashed into Saturn, taking some spectacular pictures and giving us a lot of information about Saturn and its moons. The biggest information that it had was Triton. Triton is one of Saturn's moons, of course, and we assumed for a while that it had some amount of ice on it, some amount of water, but we determined that there is actually a whole ocean underneath the ice with Triton, and it's just, it's interesting because there's stuff that allows it to teem with life, like vents and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It's just, I mean, like, I think that's great. I think it's amazing.
I just checked a list of other things we learned. Apparently, one of the other things Cassini taught us is that Saturn's moon Enceladus, I think I'm saying that right.
It's probably a Greek name, so yeah, Enceladus.
But it's one of the most likely places in the solar system that might have microbial life.
Not Triton?
Nope, Enceladus.
Yeah, that's just weird. A fan of the photos.
Yeah, the photos are pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It make me feel good. But Enceladus, like, why? Is it because, like heat
liquid
and whatnot?
Water beneath the surface.
That's Triton.
I'm wondering if the name on this article is either wrong or if it just goes by a different name depending where you are. Because this is from the UK.
It might, because...
So it just might be...
No, because I know that Triton is the name of a moon, and Enceladus is also...
Maybe Triton's Jupiter. Maybe I'm just an idiot.
Maybe that's the case.
I'm just an idiot.
No, because Titan, Saturn's largest moon, has an internal liquid water ammonia ocean.
I said Triton.
Well, you're wrong for saying Triton.
Okay, well, good.
But Titan has liquid water ammonia ocean, so I don't... Why no one talks about Enceladus more.
Okay, ammonia.
Maybe we just found out that Enceladus might have microbial. Like, maybe we didn't know anything about Enceladus before.
Yeah.
Honestly, it might also be old news. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Old news. John, you were talking a bit about Gab, right? I know you mentioned like how they're like suing Google for like an antitrust suit.
Gab is an interesting company. So for those of you who don't know, a quick summary of the Gab versus Google lawsuit is Gab is a social media platform that doesn't care what people post at all.
Yeah.
Like, Facebook will remove blatantly, extremely racist things or graphic things. Gab just lets it go. They don't care. Their approach is hands off.
Yeah.
They're essentially 8chan.
I mean, they're 8chan, but at the same time, they're not well known as 8chan. And also,
fair.
You can't get 8chan on the Google Play Store. You could have gotten Gab.
Actually download. Oh, so.
No, you can't. You can't get 8chan
not anymore.
But you could have gotten.
I was talking about 8chan. I was talking about Gab.
Yeah, no, you can't get Gab on Google Play Store. That's why they're suing them. Because they're like, they took them down, and they're like, it's an antitrust suit because they own like Google Plus and whatnot.
Yeah, so Gab's reasoning is because. Like, they don't respect that they got taken down because Google basically has a stranglehold on the entire app market unless you're on an Apple device. But for Google, it violates their anti-discriminatory policy, I think it is. It violates some policy that's against extreme blatant hate, which is basically what Gab was being used for.
You know, I feel like it's completely fine because it's Google's, like, market, right? They have a responsibility to maintain the image associated with their market, which means if there's anything that might pollute that particular image, they have the right to be able to control it. That's how I feel.
I mean, I think it's dumb because it's like, you can still get Gab AI on your phone. You just can't download it from the Google Play Store. Ooh, it takes like an extra step.
Honestly.
That's basically where I lie with this. I think they have no ground because, it's for Google. An Android device, you can get an app wherever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a little bit more know-how, but you have to have a little bit more know-how to use Android than Apple phones in general anyways.
Yeah.
So, like, it's one of those things.
It's Apple phone.
We'll talk about Apple later.
Yeah, we I don't want to talk about Apple now. Give me a conniption.
But
I'm glad that all of us are not Apple fans. That makes me happy. Yeah. I wasn't aware of that beforehand.
But speaking of Google, recently two-factor authentication is coming under fire. For those of you who don't know, two-factor
authentication. It's not authentication. It's authentication.
I'm having a bad day. I'm sorry. I'm sick.
It's okay. But yeah, two-factor authentication is coming under fire.
So for those of you who don't know what it is, whenever you enter your password, you get a text sent to your phone or sent an email sent to a second email for you to prove that it's you. Mm-hmm. So the issue people are having with this is it's not really secure at all. Like, it gives you the illusion of security because you think, oh, I have my phone. How could anyone possibly get my text?
Yeah.
But the problem is text messages aren't encrypted when they're sent. The only mm-hmm. reason other phones don't get them is because they're just noise.
Yeah.
So you can either have some way to capture the signal, in which case that works for you, or you can spoof a phone.
You can just get a fake SIM card. 9 times out of 10, you can walk into Verizon and be like, I lost my SIM card, and they'll just give you one.
So tell them a fake number, and now you can receive messages from someone else.
I mean, it's just silly. And like, I was even talking to my roommates last night, and they're like, oh yeah, I had a professor who did 3-factor authentication. He got it sent to his email, he got it sent to his phone, and then he had like a USB thumbstick that he had to plug in. I'm like, I think the USB thumbstick is the only thing that you need.
Yeah, that sounds very excessive.
But at that point, just cover your computer in chains and just hope for the best. Put your keyboard in like a safe and mm-hmm. only have your keyboard operate your computer. Like, people are going to steal your stuff. Yeah, I honor trying to, like, stop it. But, I mean, at the same time, if you're going to go that overboard, then it just seems like a hassle to me. That's what I always felt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I don't really care. I have nothing important going on in my personal messages
anyway.
Yeah,
but you also have a Chromebook, so no one's going to want to steal that.
You're, like, 100% factual. This is the reason I got my Chromebook. It is its own protection.
Is there any company that we won't trash here? Like, let's be true. Like, granted, I for one welcome our new Google overlords.
I'm fine with our Google overlords. I'm not fine with our robot overlords. Google is fine. Robots are not okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not gonna see me trashing Red, the camera company.
What? Red?
True. I won't trash Red, and I will not trash Lenovo. I love Lenovo.
You don't need to trash Red. You don't need to know about Red if you're not into cameras.
Yeah.
Also, Lenovo is bad.
Also, you are wrong.
Lenovo makes some good stuff, man. Lenovo. I don't hate them.
They sometimes make good
their
stuff.
Their ThinkPads are like rugged.
They're real
rugged.
I'll say $25 laptop. Good luck destroying it. Good luck getting it to boot up.
Exactly, but still, it's rugged. I mean, I could throw a ThinkPad down the stairs and it's still fine.
This is true.
Yeah, but how often do I need a computer that is battlefield ready?
Maybe you're clumsy, or you joined the military and you want a laptop.
Why do you put a case on your phone?
Because
you're worried you're gonna drop it. Mm-hmm. You've never used your laptop on your lap, like how you know it's called a laptop. You use it on your lap and it just falls. You've never had that happen to you?
No.
Believe it or not, for the most part, when I use my laptop on my lap, I'm lying down.
How do you lie down and use your lap? Whatever. Do you have those glasses that, like, 45-degree angle glasses that you can, like, read while you're laying down? Do you have those, John?
I have those glasses that we use in psychology class that make us think we're drunk by just distorting our view.
And that's how you use your laptop. Okay, yeah. I
Yeah.
I hope you don't go on Amazon with those.
Oh, God. That's like a horrible idea. But no, I think Lenovo, I've never had a personal problem with them, and all of their stuff that is good is really good. Like, they might have a couple things that are bad, but usually they have reviews on their site, and people don't touch those if they're smart enough to read the reviews.
They were bought by IBM, right?
I do believe so.
Or were they like already owned by IBM?
I think
like,
they were already owned by IBM because I know that my aunt worked for IBM, and she got like discounts out the wazoo off of Lenovo.
I love IBM.
On top of the discounts that you already get from going and buying anything off of their site.
I like IBM.
I think IBM's owned Lenovo forever.
Yeah. I mean, if Lenovo's owned by IBM, then I don't really have any gripes about Lenovo because I like IBM. IBM's like the granddaddy of all computers, and computer history is a really, really close subject to my heart.
They're also working on Watson, and like I said earlier,
Watson's not a robot. As long as you don't put him in a body, he's fine.
He's an AI, and I don't appreciate how intelligent he's becoming. One day he will rule us all, and I'm not
okay.
He's
really good at Googling things. That's
he's
literally
really
what he does.
Good. He's like any IT guy out there. Trust
he's
just good at Googling stuff.
I initially thought that he was named Watson because of like Sherlock and Watson, but he's actually named Watson after like I think the guy who helped create him.
Or would it be like DNA, like Watson and Crick? I don't know. There's a lot of Watsons in the world.
This is true.
Also, just because I had to look it up, IBM has owned Lenovo since 2005.
Oh, okay, so it's not a brand new thing.
Hmm. No, okay, it's pretty old.
Oh, it's named after their first CEO.
Oh,
Thomas something Watson. Nice. Thomas J. Watson. I think it's his first first CEO.
Mm-hmm. Cool. The Blopes.
But here, let's go back to two-factor authentication and the great application of it that is the Face ID in the new iPhones. Ooh wee. So what do you guys think of the new iPhones that came out? Like I'm just gonna I'll say my opinion last. Go around. I want to hear them.
So someone tell me about the new, because this is the thing.
You don't know about them?
No, I literally follow nothing in relation to Apple. I do not care.
Okay, understandable. The iPhone. Okay, so the iPhone 8 or what is it? They didn't do 7S.
They didn't do 7S.
Yeah, they just went. They went straight to 8.
The
iPhone 8 is quote the 7S, but I don't know why they just didn't call it the 7S, because calling it the iPhone 8 makes it feel like, oh, we're going to release this phone and then we're gonna immediately make it obsolete.
It's like when you go, it's like when Xbox went from Xbox to Xbox 360 and then to Xbox One, question mark?
I don't hate that. I don't hate that. Granted, now I have to call Xbox, like the first Xbox or Xbox Originals, but the iPhone X, it's dumb. That's what I have to say about it. There's a cutout where the front camera is, but like they're saying, oh, it's all screen except for that little black bar that'll never go away. And
all screen, more like all shattered glass.
All shattered glass. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it is literally all glass.
Because Apple knows that you're going to drop your phone, and they know that after you drop your phone, you're going to have to come and pay more money for another Apple phone.
And it's $1,000. Like what, $1,200 for the top model that's only 128
it's
gigs?
It's freaking ridiculous. And these are all of the reasons I hate them.
And you can't put SD cards in it. And like, okay, the headphone jack, I'm over the headphone jack. That was last year, Elliot.
But honestly, it's still stupid. It's still dumb.
I don't like the headphone jack thing still, but I've let it go because there's Bluetooth. So many other problems.
Oh, yeah. But like the headphone jack, and I hate the lightning charger. People always defend it because, oh, it's faster than USB, micro USB. Well, USB Type-C is out, so get with the times.
Exactly.
And it's just, there's nothing, I don't think there's a redeemable quality. Because one, I'm a software engineer. I like programming. I cannot program on an Apple. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
You cannot get programming apps. I can get programming apps on my Android and make like Python applications on my phone. I can't do that with an Apple. I don't like the file system. The file system makes me angry. The whole thing makes me angry. And then the iPhone 8 is like, It's the redheaded stepchild of Apple. They're like, yeah, here's this garbage phone. Check out this brand new one that we just made, and it just makes me angry.
It's the Ludo of the Ludo family. I don't remember their last name, but Ludo is like the runt of his family.
Ludo for anyone. What?
Star vs. the Forces of Evil, my dudes.
Yee. Shameless plug.
It's a great show. Anyone who's listening, go and watch that shiz right now.
I'm obviously missing something.
you missed my iPhone rant. I hate the iPhone. I had an iPhone.
The Star Wars thing. What am I missing?
No, Star versus the Force
Star
of Evil.
Star versus the Force of Evil. Okay, I'm not going to talk about that too much.
I got really confused. Okay.
But
come back for another week where we'll discuss Star versus the Force of Evil.
Maybe.
We're never going to discuss that show, Anthony. That show is bad.
Lies.
It's a kid's show. It's automatically bad.
No.
It's the unfortunate truth.
Gravity Falls and Star versus the Force of Evil are both works of art.
Blue's Clues
right,
is pretty
take
good.
It back.
But Blue's Clues is from a different era.
Okay, I really want to get back. I really want to hear, John, you seem to have strong opinions about the iPhone. I want to hear.
So
them.
Following typical, I don't understand Apple suit. What are they charging, like $800 for the iPhone 8 or something?
Yeah, it's still like outrageous.
Yes, Android flagships have the same problem, but the difference with an Android flagship, if you ask me, is that you get the choice. Like, you can go and buy a really good one, like one of the brand new ones, or buy a year back. With Apple, you're basically submitting yourself to knowing you're going to lose all of your support in like 2 years if you buy an old phone.
Yeah.
And if you buy a new phone, if you buy the insurance for it, you still pay just as much. Like, I don't know what the insurance does. It does next to nothing.
It activates your phone. You can actually use it at that point. I am not joking when I say this. I had an iPhone 7. No, I had an iPhone like 6 or something. It was a while ago. And I had it in the transitional period between the old iPhone and the new iPhone. I could literally tell day by day that my phone was getting slower, and I stopped downloading apps after I downloaded, you know, the 30 apps that I wanted to begin with. And I didn't download any apps. I didn't download any pictures. I didn't do anything with that phone other than text and look at memes. And it just slowed down. I swear they throttle your phone. This is conspiracy. I know. Like, I think they throttle your phone.
I can honestly get behind that. Because I feel like they understand that they're powerful enough that all they have to do is slap their logo on something and then you'll pay whatever they ask for.
Exactly. Because it's Apple. I'm waiting for people to be like, nah, okay, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. I mean, when is that going to happen?
I said that. I was done. I only bought one Apple product ever. No, two. I bought an Apple II when I was like 6.
I used an iPad in my middle school because they provided us with iPads. So we could use them because they were trying to be like a technologically advanced school and everything like that. And they were. They were. But that was the only time I ever used an iPad.
But so then on the iPhone X. So they're trying to be Samsung, except their phones break a lot more than Samsung's. Because like the whole screen thing's like a good idea when you have a durable product.
It's also pretty funny that Apple's trying to be their competitor that, like, for several years was 3 years behind them in tech. Like, from basically the iPhone release to about the iPhone 4, Samsung couldn't touch Apple. Then iPhone 5 hit, and Samsung was already, like, right next to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just funny. I think it shows how far Apple has fallen.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah,
so it seems like a really good idea. But I'm expecting it to go horribly, horribly wrong because they already are so prone to breaking. And then whenever you break the edge of your screen now, you're going to risk your whole screen peeling off immediately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's what Steve would have wanted, guys. I think that's the buzzword for Apple now, or the buzz sentence. It's what Steve would have wanted. but I don't like the iPhone. The iPhone makes me angry. The Face ID, I don't... Okay, so there's a lot of backlash about the Face ID, and I don't actually, I'm going to say this, I don't know what the Face ID is. Like, I know what it is, but I don't know what the backlash is about it. Like, it maps your face, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Why is that bad? I mean, like, Snapchat already literally did that in an app.
Long
time. So is that why? Because it's not that revolutionary? Because, I mean, it is old tech in some aspects.
That's a stupid reason, though.
I think that it stems from last year when the NSA asked Apple to unlock the device for them and give them a back door into all iPhones.
Oh, and then Apple was like,
nope. I think it's because Apple's such a big company and like they actually keep this stuff, whereas Snapchat, in theory, they throw it away. In actuality, they don't. But in theory, they throw it away as soon as the picture gets deleted.
Yeah.
So for a phone manufacturer who will keep these things indefinitely, because they have no legal obligation to get rid of them, and space is cheap.
Yeah, yeah.
So as long as suddenly space doesn't become super, super expensive, they have no reason to ever get rid of these, because you can hold hundreds upon thousands of faces in a drive and then store it and lock up for as long as you need to.
Oh, yeah. And it's not like medical fields where they have to get rid of the files every, like, what, 15 years, I think it is? They don't have to do that, which I think they should. I think everyone should have to purge your files every 15 years just because.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even schools.
I mean, schools.
Yeah, I mean, like,
sure.
like grand details. Like, if you have what they majored in, their name, their number, and their address, that's fine. But if, you know, you have to, if you're keeping, like, what room they were in their freshman year, then no, you should just purge it.
Yeah. I can get behind that logic.
I never understand why, like these big tech companies, like, oh, we need to keep all of our information. You don't.
Yeah, you don't need, like... When was the last time any of you went back to something that existed beyond 15 years ago?
Exactly.
Yep. But so I think that the issue is that people are worried that Apple will be pressured to give this data away.
Of course they are going to be.
Yeah, but I mean, Apple's already turned people down before. So
Apple got the dude who ran Pirate Bay. because okay, so here, to stay on the topic of Apple and like and kind of I guess Apple hate, I don't know, but the dude who from Pirate Bay, what he did is he bought something from the App Store and then logged in to his the administrator account on Pirate Bay, and Apple caught him and turned him in because he didn't pirate something. Like if I was that guy, I would have been like, no, I was just hacking Pirate Bay. I was going to shut down the website. But, like, I mean, you really can't prove that. I mean, so it's just, I mean, I don't know. I don't think Apple's that beacon of free speech that people thought it was, like, 2 years ago anymore. I don't think it was ever.
No, honestly, I think that, like, most of the companies are trying to save face where they can and make a quick buck where else they can.
Yeah, because that's how it works. And it's like, that's not a cynical view. That's just like, yeah, a lot of companies do that. They're there to turn a profit for their shareholders.
Yeah, and then small companies that try not to do that, they realize they don't have the potential to scale because of it.
So they actually don't do it.
Or they just give up their belief, try to hold it for as long as their followers will believe it, and then eventually just jump ship and do whatever they want. Like, that's what's happening with, I think, OnePlus. The phone manufacturer.
OnePlus?
Yeah.
Haven't heard of them.
So for those of you who don't know, OnePlus is a boutique phone manufacturer. They make what were, or maybe still are, considered some of Android's absolute best phones.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay a ridiculous amount for them. Like, you pay...
Like Apple prices?
Like, you'll pay $1,000, but the people who want these phones are willing to pay for it, and they at least were the best of the best. But the past, I think, release or two... have been kind of shoddy because they're coming into the problem. They get the choice of scaling and having more customers or staying small, keeping their loyal customers, but never growing at any good rate. Okay. So they're trying to lean a little bit towards the scale side. They haven't jumped ship yet, but they're going to eventually because they're a company. It's either you do what you can to stay alive or you live while you can and accept that you will eventually fail.
Yeah.
And no one wants to just accept that they're going to fail, so...
iPhone's definitely not accepting that they're going to fail. Oh, yeah. They're just keeping with the same thing. They're like, no, we're not going to fail. We're fine. Nah, they're going to fail.
Eventually. Hopefully in our lifetime.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't want to say hopefully because, like, Apple has a lot of history, but I don't know.
You're right. You're right.
Another thing that I wanted to mention, because, like, we've been talking about, like... you know, businesses really trying to, you know, do new things, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this company, Salesforce, interesting thing about Salesforce, I learned this in a class. One of the first cloud computing companies, they had their website published 1998, and they offered computing as a service. Like, you could do Excel online, and it was cool.
Hey, that's double oops.
Yeah, but Salesforce, earlier this year, introduced its Einstein Vision capability, an idea with a lot of promise, says E-Commerce Times. Basically, what it is instead of needing like QR codes or optical character recognition, it just takes a picture, scans it for your logo, and then builds from the picture or video the context that your logo is using. Like the idea that I came up with, like, I hate everything. He posts a video about how he's bashing Apple. You see the Apple logo, and this thing called Einstein Vision knows that it's getting bashed, and Apple can use that for what they want. I don't think that's that bad of a thing. I don't hate that. I think that's completely fine, personally, just because of the simple fact that it's like, yeah, you could totally take someone down, but I feel that if it's brought up that, oh, yeah, we used this thing to analyze your video, and you're talking bad about us, so we're going to take you down, that's not a viable thing for a DMCA. I mean, granted, YouTube will DMCA anyone if they get the report, because YouTube's YouTube. YouTube's Google. And so if it wasn't YouTube, I'd be like, fine. But YouTube, you probably don't want the Einstein thing then. I don't see a problem with it, though.
So I'll let you talk first.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna... I kind of agree with the fact that if Einstein Vision is a thing that starts to be used to demonetize YouTube videos, then I'd have a problem with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it sounds like it could be on the way to being something that makes it very easy to demonetize.
It's already easy.
I mean, you're not wrong, but I feel like this makes it even easier. It makes it that much easier.
Yeah, because you just can let a computer algorithm do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have a few issues with this.
Okay.
So first, let's say that you are somebody who's constantly surrounded by Apple products.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what you do, you're always around them. You always see them. And let's just say that Apple happens to notice this. So they get the choice of, do we ignore this or do we take this as this might be a potential customer? And while this isn't like, this isn't a bad ethical case, like they can send you emails, oh boy, big and scary. Let's say that this is something else. Let's say that you're in a foreign country and a government gets a hold of it. They can see where you are and they can try to figure out what you do and don't like. And for a government to know that, there's absolutely no reason.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't think about a government using it. I don't like that now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that one bit. That's John, not a good thing.
You took it and you made it scary.
You made it bad. You made that 1984 like that. Like, yes. This is just too fast. Like,
welcome,
please.
Big brother.
I just wanted people to know that I like Pepsi. Like, I didn't. Yeah. I actually don't like Pepsi, but, you know.
And then the theoretical issue isn't what the government does with it. It's what the people who expose the government do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Because in theory, again, the government just
You're
keeps
making
it
this
locked
even more
away
and more terrifying.
Because they don't need it and space is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's data leaks, and these happen a lot, whether we want to admit it or not. So what happens? What do they do with that? They suddenly have a huge profile on a lot of people. Does the government choose to sell this data, actually, to companies for advertising? Is that even legal? The government allowed to say this?
The thing is, it's starting with a company. So it would be the company selling the data to the government. Why would the government then turn around and then sell the data back to a different company? The company would just go to another company. I don't think the government's going to be selling it.
No, but like the fact that this exists means that eventually it will become something that other people can use.
Mm-hmm.
And the government, being as big as it is, can basically do it to whatever power it decides it needs to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that anymore. Salesforce, you know, you have a lot of space in my heart because first cloud computing and everything, but please don't do this. This is, I mean, like, it's already done, but I don't know.
We can go shut it down and then
let's go be, I can't even say cyber terrorists, because I was going to say eco-terrorists. That means I go like bomb a...
Look, hey,
logging company or
something. In Star Wars, the rebels are seen as the good guys, and they're technically terrorists, so...
No.
There is no technically about that.
There's no technically.
Yeah, okay,
they blew
fine.
Up
they
a
are
space
terrorists.
Station and killed a bunch of people. Yeah, I think they're terrorists.
They're terrorists, and they're seen as the good guys, so let's go shut down
Einstein Visions. Why can't we have a movie from the other point of view? Why can't we have the Imperials being the good guys?
Honestly, that would be a great movie.
Cool movie.
Can we
cool.
redo the entire Star Wars series from the Imperials' point of view?
I don't feel like seeing Darth Vader sitting in a stasis tube for like 5
You wouldn't have to see Darth Vader throw a hissy fit, though. That's something.
We already see it, though. That's the thing.
You see Kylo Ren like slash and stuff going. Ree! but it's like the one thing that it mentions here about the Einstein thing. It's like seeing a brand or product with a negative sentiment might kick off a service outreach. At the same time, unambiguous displays of logo or branding, say at an event, can tell a vendor how well sponsorship ads are performing. I mean, it doesn't talk about how, like, oh, yeah, you can be copyrighted, because it's not going to do that. Because why would they? Because that's just bad. And I think e-commerce times doesn't really want to smack this stuff down, because I think they probably like the idea of... a lot of news to talk about, at least.
I don't absolutely hate it. Like, it has some use. Like, let's say that you have a shrine to Apple in your basement. Like, you have Apple memorabilia everywhere.
That's me.
No, old, it's not.
No, pre-90s Apple. That's my stuff.
But, like, let's say you have something like that. Apple can then use the data to figure out, like, oh, if we offer him a deal, we might make more money. Or if we don't offer him a deal, he'll buy it anyways.
There's
valuable things that can happen out of this, because like Amazon tracks what you're looking at, and then they'll send you a list of deals specifically for you, and no one else will ever have those deals. And they're not typically amazing. It's like 5 or 10% off of what you were looking at in the
that
first place.
That has still caused me to buy something off Amazon. I, for one, welcome our Amazon overalls.
I have bought things from Amazon
as well,
knowing full well that I don't actually want to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see that it's like a couple dollars down from what I looked at. I'm like, that's it. I'm buying
that's
it.
That's it. I'm waiting. Okay, so they have the Amazon drone. I'm waiting for the Amazon guided missile. I just want them to like shoot it straight into my house, and I get, you know, I get my Bluetooth speaker like that. That's what I want.
That's gold. Yeah, but no, I can see where you're coming from.
I just
really
want my
do.
Amazon Roomba. I just want to see the thing driving up the street from like a couple hundred feet away, taking a couple hours to get to me. And everything.
Can we get an Amazon hearse for when
you're just sitting there on your stairs, like bouncing? You're like, oh, it's coming, it's coming. It's taking like 3 hours to get
just,
to your driveway.
It just veers off into a tree.
Bursts into flames.
Guys, let's get an Amazon hearse for when Apple finally dies.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Carry them out.
They send a drone in to drop off a new Roomba.
And they don't send in your package. Like, you by that point you realize, oh, so they literally destroyed a package to use this Roomba, and they don't care. Thanks, Amazon.
Hey, Amazon's got money like that. At this point,
Amazon
I think
has buku money.
Jeff Bezos is, I think, has just recently taken over Bill Gates as one of the, like, he's more rich than Bill Gates now.
Really?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos.
No.
I think he's actually right. I remember hearing he was really close to Bill Gates.
Okay, so wait, his net worth, Jeff Bezos, $89.3 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Gates is still in like the '60s, I think.
Really?
No. I think Bill Gates is still up in the '80s because I think it was very recently that Jeff Bezos passed him.
You're right. Yeah. No, Bill Gates is ahead by like $2 billion right now.
By $2 billion?
He's $84 billion.
Okay.
That's it?
85.6.
Hey, maybe this stuff isn't, like, super recently up. Like, where's the source that it's coming from?
Forbes.
Forbes?
Forbes says 82.7 billion. It says real time.
Okay, NVM. NVM.
What you're probably thinking of is a past Zuckerberg. That's probably what you're thinking
maybe
of.
Maybe that is what I'm thinking of.
I mean, like, granted, he's, like, 12 million above Zuckerberg. Right? Mm. 12 billion above Zuckerberg right now. But, I mean, that's probably, like, the closest person on the list that has a recognizable name.
Yeah.
He's basically Elon Musk in a sense, Musky, because Forbes says his other passion is space travel. His aerospace company, Blue Origin, is developing a reusable rocket that Bezos says will carry passengers.
Can we just talk about how poor Elon Musk is? He only has $22 billion.
Because he spends it, because he doesn't care.
he uses his money like he should.
He doesn't care.
I know he doesn't.
Elon Musk would literally pay out of pocket to get a rocket. I think Elon Musk has a death wish to die on Mars. I think that's a quote. He wants to die on Mars, just not on impact.
I mean, I can't say I blame him.
No, I signed up for the Mars 1 mission.
Just imagine being the first person to die on Mars.
That's great.
Like, it's
put that on your death certificate legally. That's cool.
Yeah, like, it's absolutely meaningless. But you get to have done it.
Yeah, I signed up. Anthony looks shocked when I said that. I signed up for the Mars 1 mission.
Yeah, I could never.
It's a Dutch mission that's like the first colony on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, I'm a software engineer. They might need me. But like, if I actually get called, I might chicken out. I don't think I could do it.
You're not going to get called. Don't worry.
Speaking of fantastic feats of do daringly,
mm-hmm.
Kingsman! Second Kingsman movie's coming out, boys.
I am ready for it. I'm having so a pumped. Kingsman watch party this weekend. I'm not gonna say where it is on here because I don't want anyone, like everyone who watches this, you know, for the people who
all
do
the
watch
three
this,
people.
If there's anyone watching this or listening to this,
we
rather
may be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah,
but I won't say where it is, but we're having a Kingsman watch party this weekend to gear everyone up who hasn't seen the movie or everyone who's hyped for the second movie to see it the week after this weekend.
Oh, the church scene.
Oh my God.
I think Kingsman, I have seen a James Bond movie. Mm-hmm. I think I saw Spectre or Skyfall.
What one is Spectre?
Spectre's the one where the guy with the eye comes back, I think.
Is that a newer
007,
one?
Right?
Huh?
That's Daniel Craig, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one of the newer ones.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's one of the newer ones. I kind of stopped. I watched
James
Skyfall.
Bond must be failing because I haven't even heard of that one.
Yeah,
it's not doing
as well.
Too well.
Quantum of Solace is probably the last decent James Bond movie. Yeah. And even that one had a lot of problems.
But I watched Skyfall, and I was like, all right, this is good. And I watched Kingsman. I'm like, this is better than James Bond.
I was so much pumped. Kingsman, I love just about everything from the dialogue to the way, like, it's shot. Usually the choppy, like, cut, like, fight sequence thing, like, I can't get on board with it, but they somehow, like, did it in a way that, like, beautifully complemented everything about that series.
You know what I want to see in the new Kingsman movie?
What do you want to see in the new Kingsman movie?
I want to see a Daredevil, or it's not Daredevil, it was a Japanese director, but a Daredevil hallway fight scene in the new Kingsman movie that's shot in one take, and it just, like, what was his name?
Eggsy
just taking on like 30 dudes at once, and like they're and knocking them all out, and it's all in one take. I want to see that so bad.
That would be great.
Then again, you'd need Netflix to do it, because Netflix has that kind of ambition.
But I mean, at the same time, like, that's kind of straying away from like what the style of camera shooting that they're really popular for.
They could change it. I think that's totally fine. They did that with Rogue One, which I mean, so good.
I don't think it was better than Seven, but
you're horribly mistaken. That's a discussion for later.
Wait, do you know the plot of the new Kingsman movie?
Of the new Kingsman movie, I have no idea what. I know that what's it called? The program that Eggsy works for is like targeted or something like that, and so they have to work with the American branch of the Kingsman group, and that's all I know. I don't want to know the plot.
Kingsman,
for the new
one. Golden Circle, coming out September 22nd, 2017. Mm. Do we get promotions for this? Do we get promotions? No.
Unfortunately, when the
headquarters are destroyed and the world is held hostage, the Kingsman journey leads them to the discovery of an allied spy organization in the U.S. These two elite secret organizations must band together to defeat a common enemy. It's literally what Anthony just said. He has his ears plugged. I don't know why.
Oh, because I didn't want to. I don't want anything spoiled for me, my dude.
He's a pain.
I really just want to see this movie, not knowing anything except for what I've gathered from the trailer.
Colin Firth is still in
There's nothing you would have gathered from that you wouldn't have gathered from a trailer.
How is Colin Firth still in it?
I don't know. I think he's probably one of the American dudes.
No, he died in the first Kingsman.
Oh, yeah, no, he comes back somehow. I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, he comes back. I got to get off of IMBD because I already have that spoiled for me. I'm sorry, everyone who's listening. I just spoiled that for you.
No, they show him in the trailer. Like, at the very, very end of the first trailer, they say his name, and then in the second trailer, they show him, and he's, like, wearing glasses, and one of them's, like, blacked out because, like, he was shot in the eye in the first one.
Okay.
Spoiler alert?
Not really. That was in the trailer. Honestly, I Googled it, and, like, that picture came up.
Mm-hmm.
It was the promotional picture. Yeah. Okay. So there's no spoilers.
Honestly, I really wish they hadn't have put it in the trailer. Like, I would have loved to have watched the movie and then been, like, when they're, say, Harry. I was like, what? Harry? No, he's dead, right? And just, like, had, like, a convulsion.
Well, I didn't watch the trailer, so...
Speaking of trailers, you know what I wish they didn't put in the trailers for movies?
What?
That the Titanic sank. I would have never guessed, guys.
I would have never guessed.
They ruined the whole movie. I could have just not watched it.
Truth be told, I didn't know what an iceberg was until I watched Titanic.
Neither did I, but I was also, like, 5, so I had no reason to know.
I was, like, 6, right? And everyone cries at Titanic because of, like, the people... Because, like, the Jack and Rose...
I cried because of the ship.
I cried because all those people died, and I was bawling my eyes out. And I learned about it like 3 years later that, you know, that one scene where the dude jumps off the bow of the ship and hits the propeller?
Yeah,
he lived.
Wait, really?
Yeah, you know what he did? He was up there and he had a fifth of whiskey and he slammed it and he jumped off and hit the propeller, landed in the water and survived. And when he was asked about it later, he was like, I thank the whiskey personally. Like, oh, come on, man. You can't be that lucky.
I did not know that.
He lived. He lived.
Thank you for telling me that.
He wholeheartedly lived. That was great.
No, but honestly, I cried during the Titanic when I was little because the ship broke. I loved that ship, and I don't know why.
Not because the people, because the ship.
No, like, I would always walk up to my parents and be like, so in the Titanic, like, I don't know if you remember, but in the movie, like, they make the hand gestures. I always did that to my parents because, I don't know, maybe I thought they were dumb and didn't understand it. I was like 5. I don't remember.
Hand gestures?
Yeah, like, so that, like, sorry that you can't hear it at home, but Elliot will at least see it. But like,
I'll describe
it. So the
it.
Ship was like this, and then like this, and then like this.
Oh, okay.
And then
he's just showing how the Titanic sank. Okay.
Yeah, but like, they do it in the movie. at some point. I
believe. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. And you'd always do it.
Yeah, like I'd basically mimic it. And for some reason, that made me so sad. Even though it was only a ship, and it was my ship. I don't know why.
The captain went down with the ship that day.
But back to the topic of Kingsman, for some reason, I always think of The Man from U.N.C.L.E. anytime anyone yes, mentions Kingsman.
I've never seen it.
No, The Man
from U.N.C.L.E. I love Michael Fassbender, too.
It is such a good movie.
Michael Fassbender isn't in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
But at the same time, it's such a bad
movie.
It's
Andy, I can't remember the guy's
name. Henry Cavill.
It's Henry Cavill and Andy, Andy Hammer, I think.
Sandy Amberg?
Andy Hammer.
Andy Samberg.
Okay.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I feel like The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Kingsman are, like, nearly the same movie, but done from two polar opposite styles. And
I think so, because every time anyone mentions Kingsman, I'm like, oh, I think I've seen that. And then I'm like, oh, wait, no, it was The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I lied.
They're done from polar opposite styles, but The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is still, I think it's just as beautiful as Kingsman, to be honest.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Like, Kingsman is super over the top. The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is extremely subtle in everything that it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love both of them for, like, the way they did those movies.
I still gotta see it.
Speaking of subtle, Bridge of Spies, really good movie.
I should see that one. I haven't seen it.
What's Bridge of Spies? Is that
Tom Hanks.
It follows the story of Tom Hanks. I don't remember what the lawyer's name was.
It's not anyone. It's just Tom Hanks.
His job is to defend the convicted Russian spy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the spy's name for the life of me. I guess that's not super important. But so he's caught in the middle of essentially one big mess is the best way to describe it, because the Cold War was not a good time to try to understand anything. All you need to understand was things were not good.
Yeah.
And long story short, the USSR had East Germany, had a American student hostage because East Germany. So the American lawyer was trying to negotiate to get the student back, and also a downed Air Force pilot who got lost in a SR-72 Blackbird mission above Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it wasn't a Blackbird. It was pre-Blackbird, but yeah. It was a surveillance plane. I think it was a U-2.
Yeah, it was a U-2. So yeah, I don't remember it, but I've heard of it.
U-2, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's a U-2. But
Where the Streets Have No Name.
What?
The U-2 song, Where the Streets Have No Name.
I'm sorry. I like good music.
Yeah, I don't like U-2 either, so it's just a joke.
But yeah, it sounds like it's basically A Few Good Men, but during the Cold War.
Yeah, basically. And, like, the spy is honestly a nice guy. Like, he did some awful things, sure, but he's laid back.
It's A Few Good Men. But
he understands that he's made mistakes, and he just wants to go home. And he's also worried that if he goes home, he'll be shot, because they're worried that
he still wants to go anyway.
He's worried that they'll think that, like, he told them about the Soviet operations. Mm-hmm. So it's a long, deep story. There's no good way to summarize it. I recommend just watching it.
Okay.
I will. One of these days. Really hope. Is it on Netflix? Could I find it on Netflix? Is that a thing?
I will try to figure that out for you. Hold on.
All right.
John, do you think we have time to talk about the Star Wars? The Star Wars.
It may be the last thing we talk about, but yes.
Okay. Okay. So you want to go to the last segment then? We could just do that real quick.
I'd rather just do Star Wars, to be honest with you.
Okay.
We already mentioned Star Wars. I'm excited.
I'm excited for Star Wars too. J.J. Abrams is directing what? Not the next one, but the one after that, the ninth Star Wars movie.
Is it going to be one of the
technically it's
breakaway
the one
films?
After the one after that? But yeah, it's J.J. Abrams officially got signed to do the last of the episodic movies.
Okay.
All right. And who's the director of the next one? Is it the same guy who did Rogue One?
No.
Ryan Johnson, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
Ryan
what his
Johnson.
Name is?
He directed like three episodes of Breaking Bad. Yeah. Looper.
Looper, something about Fly. He directed Fly, and he directed
The Fly?
No, sorry. I mean, like, I was thinking that you were talking about Breaking Bad episodes. I know that he directed the episode
I was like,
Fly.
You mean the one with Jeff Goldblum?
No.
You mean that masterpiece? If you've never seen it, please watch it at some point. It's terrifying.
I'll write down all of your guys' movie suggestions and go watch them immediately after this.
Right now. but J.J. Abrams, he's directing the last of the episodic ones. And personally, I'm glad he's not directing the next one, because I hope this new guy does a way better job than J.J. Abrams.
But see, J.J. Abrams is real. I think he's really good.
There's too much hype. There's too much hype around J.J. Abrams.
Okay, you know what? That's fair.
I think he's so hyped up that no matter what he's doing, it's going to be canned by critics. I think that's the case with J.J. Abrams.
But, I mean, regardless of that fact, I completely agree with what you're saying. You've kind of convinced me that, yeah, I am a little happy that it's not J.J. Abrams producing this next one. But directing. But I do like J.J. Abrams as a director or slash producer.
Well, here's the thing. I think for the last movie in the series, assuming Disney doesn't decide that they're going to milk more money out of it, which they very may well.
I hope not.
Or I hope that they do spinoffs like what Rogue One was.
Oh, Rogue One. Oh, it's so
hey,
good.
Hey, Disney, take my idea of doing the entire episodes 1 through 6 from the Imperial
point of view. You gotta do it while...
honestly, just redo episode 1. If you do that, the series will be fixed.
No, who's the voice of who's the voice of Darth Vader?
The guy who does Mufasa.
Jones.
Yeah, as long as he's alive, you can do it. You gotta hurry up, though. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a lot of time left. You gotta remake Star Wars in the eyes of the Imperials, please. Yeah, but
honestly, those Darth Vader scenes are so great.
In Rogue One.
Oh, by the way, for everyone who did not notice this, all right, in the first, what was the one that came before Rogue One?
Episode 7.
What's it? All right, so fine. In Episode 7, right?
Force Awakens.
Yeah. Force Awakens. Kylo Ren stops a laser, right?
He just stops it.
Huh?
He just stops it,
right? And everyone's always like, oh, he must be more powerful than Darth Vader. But you're wrong, because if you watched Rogue One, Darth Vader stops the laser and fires it back into the chest of the person who fired it.
Instantaneously. He doesn't even stop and think, like, what can I do with this? He's just like, nah,
bam,
none of that.
You're dead now. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. I think Rogue One, all right, so if you went into Rogue One wanting a Star Wars movie, then you're disappointed. But I went to Rogue One not knowing what I wanted, and I ended with a Vietnam movie, and I was pumped about it. I left there, and my heart was beating, and I was like, there was one scene. I swear, they literally have the Vietnam-era helmets when they're on the beach, and the dude with the machine gun, and I'm like, oh, come on, start playing Paint It Black.
You're just saying that, and all I'm thinking is, I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
I don't know if there's a Star Wars equivalent of napalm, but like, I love the smell of lightsabers in the morning. Like, because like, I was sitting there with my one friend, and we were sitting, and when they were walking through the beach, we were singing Paint It Black.
Mm-hmm.
No, not that and Fortunate Son. I was like, you got to do one of them, because it was just so good. It was so good that all the scenes in Rogue. I mean, it was slow. I'm not going to lie. The beginning was horribly slow.
The beginning of Rogue One?
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of disagree with you. I think it was well-paced, especially considering that it was Star Wars, and they either have to answer everything before they start or accept that you know nothing. See, and I think Rogue One did a really good job of like trying to answer the things you needed.
Okay.
Because like, I took my girlfriend to see The Force Awakens, and she hadn't seen any of the other ones. And I told her, I will try my best to answer everything I can. But she asked a lot of questions that were basically summarized in the course of a whole movie. And if I just summarized the movie, I don't think I was going to do justice to the answer she needed.
No.
But Rogue One, basically, you need to know next to nothing. Because you get explained who the Imperials are, you get explained who the Rebels are. You figure out that Darth Vader's the big bad tough dude.
And you see it's some true. Wicked awesome fight scenes.
It's just unfortunate if you haven't seen the beginning of it's The New Hope, correct?
I don't think that's an unfortunate thing. I think it plays out really well not to have seen it yet, because then you get context as to what just happened.
The best thing is, though, is I did this. I watched Rogue One and then like pee break, New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
It was nearly seamless. If it wasn't for the fact that the audio quality, because I have an older older version of Rogue One. I have it when it first came out on DVD.
You mean
DVD.
A New Hope? Older version
A New Hope. I had it when it like first came out on DVD. My friend has it on VHS, like a really old release.
Wow.
And like the audio quality's a little and whatnot, but like It's really seamless. Mm-hmm. It's really seamless. I think they did it really well because you have the Darth Vader fight scene and you get to see that and then bam, you're on the ship. And it's like, oh, it's so good. I think if anyone's like, all right, I'm going to watch the original. I'm going to watch Star Wars. You actually should start with Rogue One. I think it's go Rogue One, A New Hope. What's the next one? I forget the names of them. Return of the Jedi?
No, Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. Then you go 1 and 2.
Wait. Why'd you skip Return of the Jedi, number 6?
Then you watch Return of the Jedi. Then you end it. It's the best way to watch the Star Wars movies, hands down.
You mean like chronologically speaking?
Yeah, and then 3 you just don't watch 3.
Yeah, don't watch 3 anyone who's out there. 3 is the worst of all of them.
Episode 1 exists. Don't lie to me.
But like no, it's because the idea, I think 3 is supposed to be in there somewhere, but it's like the idea is you watch the first, like it was originally you watch the first two, then you go back and watch the, like if you've already seen it, then you go back and you watch the prequels 1 and 2 and you kind of get like more in depth into the story. It's like watching a flashback. Mm-hmm. And then you watch 6 and you see the final fight scene and it's great and you're like, yeah, and you're all amped up. I did that once and it was so good. Mm-hmm. I think it was hands down better than watching the extended cut of Lord of the Rings.
I don't have 13 hours, I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't either. I made 13 hours. I had so much work to do that day and I'm like, I'm watching the extended cut of the Lord of the Rings.
He sold his soul and made a deal with Father Time.
I swear to God I did. I don't know how I did it.
Yeah, but back to what I was saying, like, I think Rogue One does a really good job of making sure you don't need to know anything. Like, yes, things are more interesting if you know about what's going on. Like, Darth Vader's more interesting when you know who he is already.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's why I think you should watch it first. That's why I think it should be the first.
And they made a lot of little references throughout the movie. Like, they talked about Wedge Antilles for a couple of seconds, like, in the background. Yeah. At some point after a scene in the Rebel base, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One of the commanders is like, Captain Antilles, and then the scene cuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you know who Antilles is, that's cool.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it's just background noise. It's
and
okay.
Mon Mothma is there.
And then they were talking, and it was like, oh, yeah, I think I have a person. And it was like, Leia's dad or something? They were talking about...
I'm trying to think of who it was.
Alderaan at some point. And he goes...
No, you're right. That is Leia's dad.
Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah, I think I have someone that can take the plan. It's like, holy cow, that's Leia's dad.
But great. There's so many little references that are absolutely amazing when you know about them. Mm-hmm. And they don't bother you when you don't. And the big parts of the movie, you don't need to know anything else.
Yeah. No.
Because for the most part, like, until the end of the movie, it's a contained thing, and it happens once, and it's done.
So,
but, like, if you know what the Death Star, like, if you know what it's going to do, it's cool to see it finally be built. And if you don't know what it's going to do, you're going to find out anyways. Yeah. You don't need to, like,
that's so I think the big thing that people should take away from this is that Rogue One, hands down, the best Star Wars movie.
Although, the thing that upsets me about the Death Star is that, like, in Episode 4, it blows up Alderaan basically instantaneous. Mm-hmm. In this movie, it blows up Jeddah. Was that the planet?
Yeah, it blew up a part of it.
But keep in mind...
It blew up the whole thing, but it was super slow. Like,
well, I mean, it was the first firing. Of course it'd be.
But, like, it's super cool to look at, but...
But remember, they weren't firing it at full power, so that could be like an explanation.
No, they weren't. They didn't fire it at full power. 10% power?
Yeah, they were using like some. Yeah.
Oh, I must have missed that detail. Okay.
And that, they didn't blow up the whole planet. They just blew up that one area. They just blew up that city.
That's all they did.
Okay, my gripe with Rogue One's Death Star is over now. Okay.
He no longer has any gripes with the movie.
Oh my God. There was no end kiss scene.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite part of the movie.
Oh, yes. I love that so much.
You didn't need it. You didn't need it. It was mm-hmm. a Vietnam movie. Don't make it a Star Wars movie. Don't have a kiss scene. Good.
I love movie. All right, so these,
where was
I love
the kiss scene at end of Episode 3, huh?
Palpatine, Darth Vader. OTP, Palpatine, Darth Vader.
I didn't ask for this.
No one ever does, John.
Yeah, no, but I love movies that either don't feel like there have to be love interests, or even if there's, like, someone who could, like, there is, like, possibly a love interest, like, nothing really ever happens because the movie is more important. You're not prioritizing
also,
the relationship.
Yeah, I really liked how Jin and I don't remember the guy's name anymore.
I don't remember his name either.
But like, I liked how, like, they had a love interest at the end of the movie, and they killed it before it got anywhere because it would have gotten in the way.
Like, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, the thing is, like, I'm not going to spoil the ending, but the ending was a big, like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Is there anything to spoil? Well,
if you haven't seen...
We can spoil the ending. We can't spoil the ending of, like, where that part of the canon ends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. We can't spoil that. But, like, of course, they get the plans, blah, 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 blah. What is it? The Rebel base? They destroy it. No, not the Imperial base. They destroyed that.
Yeah, no. The Death Star comes in like we're not dealing with this planet anymore. We don't need too much of a problem. We don't need our old database. We don't need these things.
Yeah, we wipe all of our data after 15 years.
Exactly. and we're back to square one, ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect. And we've come full circle.
For all the times I want to kick you out, sometimes you make me proud.
Sometimes that's a pretty good one there, Anthony.
Thank you. I just stick around for the moments where I can be a gem.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, they don't come that often.
Yeah. They always have to come at the end of the podcast, though. They like keep people like, oh, maybe Anthony will be a gem at the start of the next podcast. Like, no, he's
maybe Anthony will be useful to us.
Maybe Anthony will be useful. Maybe one day.
Yeah, but honestly, my opinion, Rogue One, by far best Star Wars movie. Honestly, I'm happy to see J.J. Abrams doing Episode 9, because I think that someone is over the top as him that isn't Michael Bay.
Wait, are they still making a Han Solo movie?
Yeah, that's the next one coming out.
And then
I think the last one's a Bounty Hunter movie.
Oh, yeah.
Boba Fett?
Not specifically no. Boba Fett, but like general bounty hunter, I think. I might be wrong.
Or what's the name of that one guy? Cad Bane. I forget in the Clone Wars. Cad Bane is one of my favorite characters.
Who are you talking about?
He's the one with like the hat and he's like blue skin. Pretty sure his name is Cad Bane.
I'll look him up.
I'm not sure. I believe you on that. I don't think that's his name.
Yeah, Cad Bane.
Cad Bane.
Really?
But I inherited. I don't know. I don't actually know that. I've never seen. Okay, I'm gonna reveal a sin. I've never seen any of the Christian Bale Batman movies, or even
Christian
the new
Bale's
ones.
The recent ones, right? Huh? Like the Dark Knight series.
You know, the not the most recent, but like the good ones.
Like the original Dark Knight.
I think.
Have you really not seen the original Dark Knight?
No, I don't watch. I didn't get into superhero movies until Marvel, and I literally actually fell out of them already.
Yeah, that's fair, honestly.
See, if you want my opinion about superhero movies, they're super, super good. And for the most part, they're a fairly decent fan service to the people who care most about them, which are the people that read the comics. But a lot of them do kind of fall flat. Like, I cannot rewatch Iron Man. It's good the first time around. It's not exciting the second time. Like
Batman and Robin's pretty good.
Well, I mean, if it's been like several years since the last time you watched it, then yeah. Because it's been several years, and I could probably
watch
it
Batman
again.
And Robin's pretty good.
We're not talking
Elliot,
about
stop.
Batman
You're
and
allowed
Robin.
To leave now.
but like the first superhero movie I've seen in a while that I would call like good and absolutely rewatchable.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I mean, it's called Logan, but
Logan?
Yeah.
God,
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it. Don't even. I actually, believe it or not, it's been like several months. Haven't even had it spoiled for me.
Really?
Yeah.
See, the only thing I'll tell you, it's not going to spoil
it. No, I don't even want to hear that. Right, I don't even want to hear it.
Right. I won't.
I don't like the X-Men. I don't find the interest in them a lot of other people do.
I don't really, to be honest.
They feel like the Justice League, if the Justice League wasn't any interest, like at all interesting, and the Justice League has Superman, so they're already struggling to be interesting.
Yeah, to be honest, like, the Justice League doesn't need to exist.
What about
they
Jubilee?
Just send Superman out.
What about
solve
Jubilee?
Their
what about Jubilee?
What are you talking?
Jubilee,
about?
The firework girl.
Stop,
Jubilee.
But, Elliot, once again, you are allowed to leave.
Remember, I can mute your mic. I have power.
I know. I think it's like the second strike.
But like, I think Logan is just a really good movie. Mm-hmm. Like. It's not dark in an edgy way. It's dark for the sake of, like, it's story dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, like, yes, it's long. I think it was, like, 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
it might have even been 3.
I watched a movie recently with an intermission, so that's not that bad.
It's not Wolf of Wall Street long.
The movie had an intermission. Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind, and it is easily my favorite movie.
Uh-huh. Wow, that is...
I love Gone with the Wind.
I mean, I'll complain
like
about...
3 hours or something, right?
Like 3 hours and 20 minutes?
I'll complain about a movie in a few minutes, but like I think Logan's just really, really good. Like, it's well thought out. There's
it
nothing
really
there that needs to not... Like, there's nothing there for the sake of we need to add time. Like
exactly.
I rarely sit through a 3-hour movie. I think it was three. I might be wrong.
Logan? It's like two. Two and a half.
It's 2.5, I think. It's longer than the average movie.
Yeah.
And at no point did I think, like, I just want this to end.
Mm-hmm. No, I was along for the ride the entire time. No complaints whatsoever.
I want to get off Mr. Bones' Wild Ride, though.
Huh?
I want to get off Mr. Bones' Wild Ride, though.
Mr. Bones. It's a...
All right, Anthony, if you're not going to get my memes, then I'm just going to leave.
I've already invited you to leave several times.
This is a closing thought for me. Mm-hmm. And then you other two can give closing thoughts.
All right.
I hated Wolf of Wall Street a lot.
I haven't seen it.
What?
And here's why. So it's Michael a 3-hour movie. I didn't know that going into it when I went to see it in the theater. So exactly halfway in, like the 90-minute mark when most movies would end, they start playing credit music, you know? Like they play feel-good music because the movie's going to end. And then they slap you in the face like, nah, we're not done yet. So I'm like, all right, I guess.
That's just kind of rude.
It's rude. It's annoying. But I guess I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, 20 minutes left in the movie, they do it again.
Why? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. All right? I don't know.
And then they do it again. And, like, I feel like the movie is not long. Like, it's too long for its own good. They mm-hmm. could have condensed a lot of scenes. Like, a lot of the humor was not funny.
Yeah.
But, like, that alone upset me to the point I will not watch that movie again. Because I'm not willing to sit through that and remember the traumatic experience.
Oh, my God. My sister loves that movie, though.
Uh-huh.
Your sister needs to like better movies.
Needs to like better movies.
I guess that's a verb. I don't know. All right, Anthony, your closing thought?
No, my only closing thought is in relation to your previous statement about the X-Men. And I was just going to say, I feel like they're kind of just forced because, like, everyone's like, oh, they're mutants. We hate the mutants. But then, like, every other hero who's not X-Men is like, oh, we love those guys. And I'm like, what's the difference? And so those are my thoughts on the X-Men. That's the reason I don't really care for them all that much. Like, I do like a couple select characters, but the X-Men as, like, a group, eh.
My end thoughts, fun fact, Gone with the Wind's actually 3.68 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like 3 hours and 42 minutes.
That's 3 hours and 42 minutes. It has an intermission. Mm-hmm. So it's great if you want to watch it and go get a snack. And all in all, it's the best movie ever made. Wait, and hands down.
Did I actually get the 42 minutes part right?
I think you might have.
I know I'm good at math, but I'll be really proud at that.
Let me see.
That'll be my crowning achievement for the day.
Yeah, no, but tell me how the intermission 40. Works.
40.8. You said 40.8, huh?
So tell me how the intermission works.
It just comes up, it says intermission, and, like, that's it.
Do you pause it, or does the intermission last for, like, 20 minutes?
You can pause it if you want.
Uh-huh.
I think if you actually, like, saw it in theaters when it came out, the intermission lasted, like, 20 minutes.
Okay.
But, like,
why couldn't they have done that for Wolf of Wall Street? That would have made me happy.
Yeah, like, they do the end credits, and then it's, like, intermission. It's, like, intermission? What? No, not
people get up and leave.
The newest movie that I saw with an intermission was The Beatles Help, and it was like a 3-second intermission. It was just a bunch of gags, and it was it was just funny. But like it didn't need an intermission. It just had an intermission
for the sake of having an intermission.
For the sake of the meme, the Beatles are pretty memey. If you ever watch their movies, it's like it's bad. There's some good stuff. That's my end thought. Go watch Beatles Help. The old band, good movie.
So Beatles Help or Gone with the Wind?
Or Gone with the Wind?
Which one?
Probably Gone with the Wind.
All right,
first.
Then you can go watch The Beatles Help.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So thank you for joining us today, everybody. That's all the time we have. I'm John Roland.
I'm Elliot Cabay.
This is Anthony Richards.
And thank you for joining us on Nerd News Now.
See you later.
Adios.